This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, July 22nd. Well, cattle markets had a fairly quiet day, chopping back and forth as the grain markets do their thing, chopping back and forth. The feeders had a fairly solid note to them. We actually had a small outside day higher after another outside day higher on Monday, inside day on Tuesday, another outside day higher yesterday. So the market doesn't want to break very bad. It's showing some pretty solid support here, and we get our pullbacks, but they don't seem to have a lot of energy to them. And of course, as we go forward, we're still looking at this massive heat dome over the Central Plains shifting slightly into the western Midwest. That's going to bake a lot of pastures. That's going to force more cattle into the feedlots early, and we're already seeing that in the northern plains. That's going to start to happen in the southern and central plains as well. But nevertheless, there is demand for these calves to put in feedlots as those pens empty out. Feedlots clearly are current as they've managed to hold tough on cash prices. We start to see the weights stabilize or come down just a little bit, and they've managed to capture a bigger share of what the packers' margins. For the first time in almost a month, well over a month as far as calendar days, box beef prices are actually higher. Barely, but they are higher. Choice was up 36 cents. We're at 265. Select up 19 cents at 249. The spread was up 17 cents at 1647. Loads were 161 loads moved. Now, cash trade getting rolling yesterday. The Fed trade at 121, it looks like it's averaging, which is actually down a couple from last week. Dress trade is up too at 200 even. So we're seeing a bit of divergence there. Slaughter rates were at 349,000 head slaughtered so far this week as through Wednesday. That's down about 11,000 from a week ago, which is pretty notable difference. And it's right in line with where we were a year ago. The feeder cattle index was down 19 cents. We're at 150.71. So we are seeing some stabilization there. After getting a pretty decent slide of just over $3 last couple days, the average has been fairly flat. Export sales this morning, 25,100 tons for beef. South Korea took 8,600, Japan 5,200, China took 4,100. Pork export sales at 24,500. Mexico took 10,000, Japan 5,200, Canada took 4,000. We've got a cattle on feed report out on Friday. Total on feed numbers as of July 1st expected to be 99% of a year ago. That would, if that is correct, that would be the lowest total on feed numbers for the 1st of July in 3 years. June placements are expected to be down 4% from last year, and marketing's up 2% over last year. Now, comparing to last year is always taken with a grain of salt because we still were in the midst of the COVID chaos, but nevertheless, that's what we're comparing it to. So as we move forward, the grain markets are under a fair amount of pressure on the night session, so that's probably going to be supportive for feeder cattle. We'll get probably some follow-through to the upside. That's going to, I think, we're still looking at pretty major resistance on the August at the 160 to 161. We're sitting at 156.5 now. So I would expect that we've got some room to run here on the upside before you really run into that major resistance. In live cattle, with the cash trade looking mixed, it's probably a little bit heavier lift for them to find a lot of upside momentum here, considering what the cash trade is doing with it being such a mixed bag. But I think that with the weather bearing down, 100 degrees in South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, down into Texas, clipping western Iowa, and then all around that is going to be in the 90s. It's just baking down there. Calves may not be coming off pasture in the central and southern plains today, but as those pastures dry up, you're going to be seeing a lot of that come August. So we're still looking for that August seasonal low, and most likely this would be something that would exacerbate that. So we're in the process of more herd liquidation, and it started last year on the West Coast primarily, in the Southwest United States, and then of course this year it's been the Northern Plains. Now it looks like this fall and in late summer, you're headed down into the Central Plains. Texas still sitting okay. I mean, and that's where a fourth of your beef herd is, just in that one state. And fortunately, they're looking all right, at least for now. But this high pressure ridge doesn't look like it's going anywhere. It's parked over the central part of the U.S. It's massive, and it looks to be kind of locked in place for another least week, if not 10 days, if not longer. So, you know, we see the drought monitor, of course, still showing the droughts across the west and the north, and starting to creep in a little bit to the south into the Central Plains as well. So again, my outlook for cattle is I was looking for it to come down into August. Market doesn't seem to want to break very bad or follow through on breaks. So maybe you're just going to stabilize and kind of just give somewhat of a rounded bottom before you head up into the fall. But, you know, if all these calves are being placed now that would have come in September, October, November, obviously you're not going to have many left in that fall time window. Of course, pens will be filled in the feedlots, but it still is bullish for the fall, presuming, you know, you have some grass left, and maybe not. Maybe you won't have any grass, but it certainly sets a positive tone for these next few years, as it's just going to take a long time to rebuild the herd. So once we turn this corner, which we have not yet, I don't think, then you're starting into another really nice, strong bull market, assuming the economy stays relatively stable. We had a big hiccup on Monday, but since then, you know, markets have recovered very well from an equity standpoint. So obviously you need the consumer demand to be there, and that's just the way that is. But even if we have another major COVID outbreak, I don't think they'll shut the economy down again. It's just too painful. But it certainly would skew consumer choices, especially for going out and socializing, and that would take a hit on the beef market. So we have to work through that. We got COVID, we've got weather, and two major drags on the market. But as we work our way through this, it does we do see some pretty bright lights at the end of this tunnel. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.